It is Daf Samach Dalet. We're on Samach Dalet, about 10 lines down by the Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda had said, the Mishnah had mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda said that if you even that we had the Isserness in the Mishnah was discussing was Shechting the Korban Pesach while there was Chametz in possession. We discussed yesterday who's Chametz, who violates the Tav. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ap HaShochet Es HaTamid. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you Shecht, you violate Lo Tizbach Al Chametz Tam Zivchi, even for shechting the korban tamid ben arvayim, which is brought before the korban pesach on erev pesach. So if there's chametz in possession of the person, then you violate lo tishkal al chametz damzichli by the korban tamid. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda? What's the svara behind Rabbi Yehuda who says that it's even forbidden to shecht the tamid when there's still chametz in possession? Amr lach, Rabbi Yehuda says, because the pasuk says, he says lo tishbach al chametz damzichli, my korban. What's my korban? It's Hashem speaking. It's Zevach HaMeyuchad Li. It's talking about the korban that is specifically set aside for me. Umaynihu, what's the korban that's Meyuchad, is special set aside for Hashem? Zek, that's the Tamid. That's the korban Tamid, because it says elsewhere, it says korbani, lachmi, so it's the korban of Hashem. So that's why it says, well, Tishka al-Chamid, Zam Zivchi. Zivchi, you can also learn, it applies to the korban Tamid. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon said, HaPesach Bar Basar. Rabbi Shimon said that it depended whether he was shechting other korbanos on the 14th or other korbanos during the week with chametz in possession. Other korbanos on Erev Pesach with chametz in possession, there's no lav. Other korbanos during the week of Pesach with chametz in possession, there is lav. There is a lav. So my time in the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. What's the svara behind Rabbi Shimon who says that there's an isser of shar zvachim, and that isser of shar zvachim is only during the week and not on Erev Pesach? So Gemara says, it's an interesting limud, it's called that you take from one place and put to the other place. So the ksiv zivchi, zivchi, trey zimni. The term zivchi is written twice. Right? It's written the first time, in Shmos Lamed Daled. Well, it's the second time. So it says, in Shmos Chav Gimel, it says, lo tizbach al chamit dam zivchi, and then the Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph says, "Lo tishkar al chametz dam zivchi v'yolol laboker zevach haGepesach." So it says zivchi, zivchi twice. So what the Gemara does is it takes letters from one and moves it to the other. So he says, right? It says zivchi, zivchi, tri zimni v'kari v'kariba, and one pasuk. I guess we read it as zevach. Okay, one pasuk we read it as zevach. Right. So therefore, you take the yud from one pasuk and put it to another pasuk. So therefore, one pasuk is as if it says zevach, the other pasuk is as if it says zivachai, lashon rabim, which is multiple. Ulamai hilchasa polikinu rabbanim mehadadi. So why is there a chiluk, right? Velo kasav zivachai. Why did they just not write zivachai? So he says lemeimar bezman diika zevach lo mechayav zivachai. Bezman deleka zevach mechayav zivachai. On the day when there is the zevach korban pesach, then you're not chayav for my other zvachim. On the day there is no Korban Pesach, you will be chayav from Eilas Vachim. It's this limud that he has by pulling out the yuds. Okay. Then the Mishnah said ubim moed. Right. The Mishnah said, Shimon said on moed, if you shecht the Korban Pesach, if you had the Korban Pesach, it wasn't used on the Yudalid, and now it's on chol moed, and you shecht the Korban Pesach, right? If it's l'shmo l'shem Pesach, then you're putter. Because it's a shame Pesach on a time where it's not supposed to be the Pesach, it's Shalol Lishma, it's not a valid korban, and therefore you're parted from Malchus. But if you shecht the Shalol Lishma, which means you shecht the shame Shlamim, then you would be chayiv for Tizbach al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So Gemara says, Taima, the reason why you're going to be chayiv is the Shalol Lishma, because you said it to be a Shlamim. Hastama, but if you just said it Stam, you had no intent, right, then we'll say it's putter. We're going to say that it's putter. We're going to, if you don't remove it from its status of Korban Pesach, we're going to leave it as Pesach, and therefore if you shechted it just in, without just Stam, it still retains the status of Korban Pesach, and therefore it'd be putter, lo tizbach al chametz dam zivchi, if you did it during the week, because it's not, because it's Shalom Lishma, it's a Pesach Shalom Lishma, and therefore it's not a valid korban. So amai, so the Gemara says, why is that the case? Why do you have to remove it? HaPesach b'shayim mosh hashanah shlomim avi. Once the Yud Dalet passes, that Korban Pesach is now a Korban Shlomim. So why should you have to, why should it only be Shalol Lishma, why should it only be, if you said specifically Shalol Lishma? It's the Stam, it should also be a Therefore, you should be chayful to his bechal chametz amzibchis. The Gemara says, "Shema mismina." You see from here that Pesach b'shar yimos hashana boi akira. It's not that the korban Pesach automatically becomes a korban shlamim. You have to remove it from the status of a korban Pesach to make it a korban shlamim. So therefore, it's on the first day of Chol HaMoed that you have this korban Pesach and you shecht it. If you shecht it with shame korban Pesach, it's a korban Pesach. If you shecht it stam, it's still a korban Pesach, and therefore it would be a pasul korban that day, and therefore you wouldn't be chayav lo tzizbach chametz amzibchi. Only if you specifically have intent for it to be a shlamim, then does it lose its status of Pesach, become a shlamim, and then you be chayav lo tzizbach chametz amzibchi on that day, because then it becomes a kosher korban. The Gemara doesn't like that. So Amar Rav Chiya, but the reason why the Gemara doesn't like that, I think, is because the idea of whether or not you have to explicitly remove the Pesach from its status is a machlokas elsewhere. And if you have an answer right here, why don't you use this as a way to resolve the machlokas? So the Gemara says, Amr b'chiyah bar gamda nizrika b'mei chabura. I threw this in front of the chabura, and they said, but Amru, no. The case over here is specifically kigon shahayu ba'aylim tamei mace. These people were tamei mace on the 14th, which means they're going to bring this karban next month in Pesach Sheni. So therefore, this karban still has the status of karban Pesach. Right, the stam, the default of this carbon right now is to remain a korban Pesach for next month. But typically, if let's say you had a case of where I had korban Pesach, I lost it, I brought another korban Pesach, I found the first one, and now it's shechted during Chol HaMoed, the stam, the default status of this carbon after erev Pesach is going to be a shlamim. The reason why in this case you have to explicitly remove it from the status of a korban Pesach is because the default status of this korban is to be used as a korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Okay. Now we move over to the process of the historical process of what was done in the Beis HaMikdash during the times of the korban Pesach. So we have this long Mishnah here. The Mishnah takes up the whole rest of the Amud, a little bit of Amud Beis, not so much of Amud Beis, a few lines of Amud Beis to tell us what happened. How did they bring the korban Pesach? So Mishnah says, Pesach Nishchat, the Pesach was shechted, right, was brought, b'shalosh kitos. There had to be three groups of people, group A, group B, group C, to come into the base. First group A did the korban Pesach, then group B, then group C. You had to have three groups of people coming in, right? Rashi says, Piskei Tzibor, and he says, Bein Shet Tzibor Muatim, whether or not the people who came up is a small amount, v'yicholim lishchot kulim b'vas achas, and we would have enough, we'd be able to do it at one time, there's plenty of room. Nevertheless, mitzvah lechalik l'sholosh kitos zeh achar zeh. There's still a mitzvah to separate the groups into three. How do we know? Shemar, because the pasuk says in yesterday's parsha, it says v'shachatu oso kol kehal adas Yisrael. Right, kehal ve'eda v'Yisrael, which is three kitos, three words, three kitos. Nichnas akat rishona. So the first group comes in. These are those reasons they come in. They come in to nitmala azara. Up to the point where it's filled, wherever they can stand in the Azara, that it's filled, and then Na'alu Daltas Azara. They lock the doors. Keep everybody else out. Once it gets too filled, they lock the doors. Machlokes Nigmara is going to be whether they lock the doors, or the doors themselves miraculously closed. So Na'alu Daltas. So what do? So now you have the first group in. So they start shechting the korban Pesach. Taku, the Kohanim blow Chatzrosos, the trumpets, Ve'iriyu V'taku. I guess it sounds like Tekiyo Shvarim Trua. Machlok is what it is. They blow the trumpets. Okay, now the Kohanim Omdim Shiros Shiros. The Kohanim line up in two rows from the entrance of the Azara all the way up to the Mizbeach. There's a row going this way, a row going this way. Right, two rows. Ubiadeya Bezichei Kesef and Ubezichei Zahav. They have in their hands these receptacles, like the bowls, silver bowls and gold bowls. Shuro Kushakula Kesef Kesef. The Shura Shakula Zav Zav, the Lo Hayimur of him. They wouldn't have gold and silver in one row. One row was all gold bowls, one row was all silver bowls. You didn't mix the gold and the silver. The Lo Hayula Bazichim Shulayim. These bowls that they collected didn't have a flat bottom. They were sort of pointing at the bottom, didn't have a flat bottom. Why? Shemaya Nichum Vikarish Adam. We didn't want them to put the bowls down. If you place the bowls down, you might forget about there, take time, and the blood would congeal. So you have these things, it's impossible to put down, so you can't do anything with it except to pass it to the next guy so he can bring it and move it all the way up to the Mizbeach. Okay? Shachat Yisrael, so the Yisrael can shecht it. So it's not that the Yisrael has to shechta, the Gemara will say, is that the Yisrael can shechta, because shechita k'sheir bazar, shechita is the only avodah that we done by a non-kohen, homa chlokas, how it works, it depends, some korbanos have to be shechted on a certain part of the mizbeh, in the base of the Mikdash, a long knife, okay, shechita k'sheir bazar. So it says the shechita Yisrael, the kibal kohen, the first kohen next to the korban, catches the blood in his bowl, okay, no snow l'chavero, he passes it to his friend, l'chavero l'chavero, and they keep passing it up and up until they get to the Kohen who's standing by the Mizbeach, and he puts the blood on the Mizbeach. And then what he does is he takes the bowl, and he passes it back. So you're passing the bowl up and down. Full bowls are going up, empty bowls are coming down. So Mekabel, let's say two bowls are coming at you, the Kohen, at the same time. So Mekabel es ha-maleh, the ma'achzir es ha-reikon. First, you have to accept the full one, coming this way and this way. Accept the full one, and then I take the empty one. So I'm supposed to accept the full one first, right? Master's harikan, hakohen, hakarav etzal mizbeach. The kohen who's close to mizbeach, the guy at the end of the row, zorkos rika achas keneged hayisod. He sprinkles or he throws the blood onto the mizbeach. Korban Pesach only requires one sprinkling. Men chatas is four. Others are two that are four. Korbeza requires only one sprinkling, but that sprinkling has to be on an area of the Mizbeach that has the Yisod, that has the base that's around it, and that has to be, that's where it is, and that's going to be, I think, on the northwest side. North or west side, that's where it has to have where it has the Yisod. The Yisod didn't go all the way around. Fine. So Yotzes HaKas Rishona, so the first group then leaves, they're finished, right? Then Nichlas HaKas Shnia, then the second group comes in, they repeat the process. Yotzes HaShnia, the second group goes out, the third group comes in. The way that the first group did it, that's the way the second and third group does it as well. Then the Mishnah says, what happens? Karu esahala. While they are shefting the Korban Pesach, they read the Hallel. So who's reading the Hallel? Rashi says, Karu esahala. Rashi says, Akol kitoskai. The groups, they say Hallel. Tosu says, no, Karu esahala is paired to Levium. Levium to the Hallel. That's what their job is. They're supposed to sing. They sing Hallel. Tosfos asks, how can they sing Hallel? We have a Gemara in Erechin and a Gemara in Brachos that says the only time you say Hallel is if there's wine involved. And here there's no wine involved. Tosfos has to deal with that. Right? Come here. Tosfos says, Kashulari, the Arminim Beperik Ein Nerachin Be'erechin Beketzim Mevarchim Ein Omrim Shira El Al Hayayin. Right? The Hacha Chazina Di Ika Shira Below Nechasim. There's no Nechasim here. There's no wine libations here. And they're singing Shira. It says, "Well, Omeri, the Hachi Perusho, Ein Omer Shira B'Shas Hakravos Karbon El El Hayayin." The Mesamech Elokim VaNashim. He says, "The only time you sing Shira is when you're being makriv the Karbon with wine." But here, it's not by the Hakravos Hakarbon. He says, because over there, the idea is that it's supposed to bring you Simcha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is getting the Simcha of the people. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets the Karbon, and wine is what's Mesamech other people. But he says, "Ikashdi V'Snupcha Hayim B'Shas Achila." He says, "But over here." Aval shalom v'shasa krava, like now, because they're singing it as it's being shechted, hayom shira shalom alayayim ikam adukti. So in many places they would sing shira. In the Machlokas Rashi Tosos, who's singing the shira, whether it's the people who are bringing the karban, or it's the levium. Okay, so karu es halal. So you're reading the halal. But what happens? You're singing the halal, and you finish, and everyone else is still, the people, it's still going on. So karu es halal, im gomru, if they finish the halal, and there are still people left, who haven't shechted the Korban Pesach, shanu. So they repeat and sing Hallel again. The im shanu, if there's still more after they finish the second time, shilshu, read it the third time. But the Mishnah points out, afal pi shelo shilshu mimeyem. It has never happened, I guess the Mishnah is giving testimony, it never happened that they were able to finish Hallel a third time. Apparently they seem to say it because there were so many Kohanim, or it could be that there were that many people who came up to the Korban Pesach, but they said that there was so many Kohanim, and there was reason to do the Avodah. They had an assembly line that went quickly, so they never had to worry about finishing Hallel a third time. They must have sang a long Hallel, you know, not like in some shuls where you run through the Hallel. They must have really sang every single paragraph. So that's why it was they didn't have enough time. They had enough time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Miyameim shall kat shlishis. In the third group, I guess that used to come in, Lo higiyu lahafti ki yishma Hashem b'pnei sha'am muatim. The third group was always so small that they never even got to the hafti when they were doing the karban. In other words, it was so small and the kohanim was so fast that the levim never even got up to the parak of a hafti. It was already finished by the third group because everyone tried to push into the first group and thought the first group, the second group, fine. Okay. Kimaseu b'chol, the way that you were makriv of the Korban Pesach, all this that we just said, you were makriv of the b'chol, kach maseu b'shabbos. So too when it comes to Shabbos, because the Korban Pesach, the hakrava of the Korban Pesach is docha Shabbos. The cooking of it, the roasting of it, sorry, not the cooking, the roasting of it is not, so let's see a distinction in a moment about that. What's the different problem was, though? Elish ha-kohanim madichin es ha-azara shelo b'ritzon chachamim. The kohanim used to clean out the azara without the permission, without the acceptance, the acquiescence of the kohanim. What does that mean, that they were madichin the kohanim, the azara? So if you look in Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 6 lines in the bottom. Elish ha-kohanim madichin ha-azara. There was this water channel that used to flow through the Beis HaMikdash. It used to flow through from the north and come through the Beis HaMikdash, come out from the south. You go to the southern wall excavation site now, you can actually see the area where the water would come out. You see the channel of where it would come out. So you have this Amos HaMayim Mahalach Bazara, because in Rotzim Ladia Chazara, and when they wanted to clean out, you know, it's basically like a sponge, right? When they wanted to clean out the Azara, Kokinus and Nekev, Yitziyasa, they would plug up the hole of where the water would go out. The Hamayim Poshtim Ahochim Agidoseha, Umeidichinus Kol Azara. And the water would then flood the Azara, and you would wash everything out. Sheritzba Kol Shalshayis Hayakula, it was all this marble floor. Viacharkach Poskimus and Nekev, and they would open up the hole. Vamayim Yotzim, and they would unplug it, and then the water would go out. Ube Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach, there was a lot of blood there. Right, mitok shahadamim murabim hayim madichin osa. There's a lot of blood, right? The Gemara talks about that they used to walk in their ankles high and in blood, and then since that would be a chatzitza, they have to stand on the itztaba. There was lots of blood there, so they wanted to clean out the Beis HaMikdash. So vakochanim hayim madichin osa b'shabbos lo b'tzach chachamim, and they would even do this on Shabbos, even though the chachamim didn't acquiesce to that, to see why the problem is. Seems to be the problem is that you're cleaning the floors, which is mashmei gumos, but mashmei gumos is not a problem on the Beis HaMikdash because it's a marble floor. So to see what the issue is, okay. So El Shakohanim Adichim Zazar Shlomotzel Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kos Hayam Mimale Midamam Taroves. At the end, they used to take a cup and they would pick up, you know, scoop up all the blood that was on the floor, which was a mixture of all the blood from all the karbanos. Vizorkos Rikach Achas Agab Mizbeach. And they would sprinkle that once on the Mizbeach. Why would they do that? Rashi says, Midam Taroves. He says, Vitaimim Varish Bagamara. What's the reason is? It's because they were afraid, he was afraid that maybe one of the animals, so much going on, something didn't make it to the Mizbeach. Everything will be there together, and the mixture together, I'll throw it on the Mizbeach. It's based on Rabbi Yehuda Shito, who says that it's not bottle here. If the dam is not mevatel dam, and therefore any carbon that has blood on the floor, it will be able to be sprinkled. So the Chachamim don't agree to that, either because they say there is bittel, or who says that the blood on the floor is the blood that's kosher for the Mizbeach. But the blood that's kosher from the Mizbeach is only the blood that the Dama Nefesh that comes out. The rest of the blood that comes out afterwards, it's not kosher from the Mizbeach. Okay, we'll get to that in the Gemara. V'lo hod luch hachamim. So now what do you do? After the Zrikas Adam, they used to flay, you know, skin the animal. You have to flay the animal in order to take out the emurim, take out the fats and everything that's going to be burned on the Mizbeach. So there are different ways you did it, because if there wasn't enough room, you would have a problem. So the Haketza Tolin, Umav Shitin, how would they hang the animals and then flay them? Unkilios shall barzla yikuvuim b'ksolim. They had these iron hooks, right, that were plugged down in the wall, and they uba amudim, and on these pillars. Shabahen tolin, so they would hang the animals on that. Umashitin, and then they would flay it. Kol she misha einlo makom litlos. What if you didn't have enough room to hang it and to flay it? So maklos dakim v'chalakim hayusham. They had these sticks that were thin and very smooth. They were on the Azara. Meiniach es hamakel al ktefo. You would take it and put the stick across your shoulder and on your friend's shoulder. What you would do? Al ktefo v'al ketef chavero v'tole u'mafshit. And you would hang the animal on there, and then you would be mafshit and skin it. You would hang the animal there. I could send around as a picture that has it. It's one of these. Where did it go? That's what they would do. They would hang it. They would hang it. And they would basically face each other, and they would hang the rods across them, tie the animal by its legs up on top, and then skin it. Okay, that's how they would do it if they didn't have enough room. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer say, if the 14th was on Shabbos, so then they wouldn't use these poles. Some Rashi says, you can't fix these poles for whatever reason. There's something about violation of Shabbos here, right? So meniach yado akatei chaveru. What you would do is they would put their arms, right? Put his arm across his friend, and his friend would put his arm across him, and then they would hang the animal over that, right? Betole umashit. Okay. So kro. So after they were able to peel off the hide, they flay the animal. Behotzius imurav. Then they would take out the fats. They get what needs to be put on mizbeach. Nisano b'magis. They would put the fats in some sort of bowl. And then they would put it on, they would bring that, and they would makir that on the Mizbeach. Okay. Now again, considering we're talking about Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so now the problem is, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, what do you do with the karbon that now needs to be roasted for tonight? You can't roast it on Shabbos, because that's only the akrava is docha Shabbos, not the roasting. Now you can you not roast it, where are you supposed to take it? You can't be motzi it from the Beis HaMikdash. I guess there was no Erev. I don't know. You can't bring it. You can't carry it out. So it says here, what they would do is they would make places for each kat, each group, to sit and wait. And they would wait. I guess they would tag which is everyone's karbon, and they would wait till after Shabbos. So he says, Yatza kas rishona. The kas rishona will leave out. V'yashva la b'har bayis. They would wait and sit on the mountain, right, b'har bayis. Shniya b'chel. They would sit on the chel, which is this little place between the Ezra Snashim, that's before the Ezra Snashim starts, that this area, that's the borderline between from where Goyim that can go, but the chel. Vashlishis b'makoma omedes, and the third group, which is always small, will just stay where they are. Chashecha, when it got dark, yotzu v'tzalos b'schayem. When it got dark, they would take it, go back home, and then they would prepare at night, so they weren't preparing all the food before Yontif on Shabbos. They were preparing all the food on Shabbos, on Yontif itself. Yeah, I guess the Seder started a little later. You had to roast it. They would roast it as they were doing the Seder. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah mentioned, okay, you have three groups. So how many people are in each group? So Amar Rav Yitzhak says, Ein ha-Pesach nishchat ela b'sholosh kitos shol shloshim le'adam. The groups are not, it's unclear what it is. You have to have three groups of 30. So Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason? Kahal the Eid of Yisrael. Kahal, Eid of Yisrael, that means 10 in each. Well, Masafkalan, so the suffix is, what does it mean 30? Does it mean that each group has to have 30? Right? Masafkalan, Ibibas Achas, that the Torah is teaching us that each group has to have 30 people, or Ibiz Echarzeh, that each group has to only have 10. 10, 10, and 10. So that, for a total of 30. Hilkach, therefore, because we have a suffix, Ba'inan Shalosh Kitos, so Shloshim Shloshim Ne'adam. We need three Kitos. Each kat to have a minimum of 30 people. That's what we did. We can do suffix deraisa, basically, as a pasuk. So we have to do it that way. Now, the Gemara says, and therefore, di'i b'vas achas, oh, so the Gemara says, hilkach, but inon shloshos kitos shal shloshim shloshim le'adam, di'i b'vas achas, because if you need to have it all in one time, right, ha'ikav, ibe zechazeh ha'ikav. And if it's zechazeh, the bottom line is you have a minimum of 30, then you're going to satisfy both sides. Either you have 30, or you have at least 30, you have more, at least 10, you have more than 10 in each group. Hilkach, therefore, that this is what you need, you only really need 50 people. B'chamisha nami sagya, 50 would be sufficient. Why? The ayot plus in, 30 go in, I'll read this like Rashi, 30 go in, v'avdi, and they do their 30 do their avoda. Ayilu asara v'naf yasara. 10, then after they finish, 10 more come, 10 go out, 10 go in, I still have 30. Right? So I just used up 40. And then when they're finished, ayilu asara v'naf yasara. 10 more go in, 10 go out, all 50 have gone in, but all 50 have done it with 30 people in the group. That's how Rashi explains it. Rashi explains that the first 30 would do their avoda right away. Rabbi Yochanan says it a little differently. He says the first you would have 30 to go in, 10 would do, because you have to do the avoda with 30 people. So he said, 10 would do the avoda, 10 would go out, then 10 would go in, then the next 10 would do the avoda, and 10 would go out, and then 10 more would come in, and the remaining 30 would do the avoda. Okay, but the one is, 50 would be enough. It's interesting that Gemara is saying, oh, 50 is enough. What does that mean? Historically, that they didn't have, that maybe they were concerned about how few people might come up, like how many people actually came sometimes to the Makar of the Korban Pesach. To see in a moment, it's to say that the 12 million people came. But is that really the case? Okay. So Nicholas Akash Rishona, the first group came in, and they filled the Zara, and the doors were closed. So Gemara says, Itmar, they learned in the base matters, Abai Amar, Nin Alu Tnan. Nin Alu means they were closed on their own, like Derech Nes, they closed. Rava Amar Nolim, that we closed it, Tnan. The difference being is that we're concerned how many people are going to be left afterwards. So everyone's pushing in. So according to Abaye, the Beis HaMikdash knew and it would close the door to make sure there were enough people left. Rabbi says, no, we have to keep count. And then we close the doors. So my Beinayu, What's their distinction? What's the machlokas about? Ikebenayu lemismachanisa. Can we be somech? Can we rely on a nes? Abai amar ninalu tnan. Why? Kamada ailu mailu. Whoever comes in, comes in. Besamchinan anisa, that we're going to have enough for the next groups. Berav amanolim tnan lo samchinan anisa. We're not going to be somech on the nes. We have to keep track and we have to keep count, and therefore we're going to close. We're going to close it. Rashi says samchinan anisa. The chol zman she'ein ninalim alein. As long as the gates didn't close by themselves, whoever can come in, we let them come in. We're not concerned. Dilma Eili Kul, that everyone's going to come in at one time. The Enkan Shalos Kitos. We're not going to have three groups. The gates will know and they'll take care of it themselves. Rabbi says, no, we have to do it on our own. Okay. The Gemara says that just like Abai and Rava had this argument over here about the closing the delets, the doors, they also have the same machlokas in a different Mishnah. So this is a Mishnah in Idios. So the Mishnah says, V'had itznan, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Chas v'sholom, she'akavya b'mehalel nisnada. It can't be, God forbid, that it was Akavya b'mehalel who was put into Cherem. Why? She'ein azara nin'eles, the gates aren't closed, al kol adam she'b'yisrael b'chachmo v'yira, s'cheit Akavya b'mehalel. I guess there was nobody in, the gates never closed, with somebody inside who is as great as Akavi ben Mahalel. We'll see what the case is. Abai mitaras l'tamei, Rav mitaras l'tamei. The H called Shitaso. Abai mitaras l'tamei, it says, Ein bazara, there was nobody left in the Azara, b'shash ninla, that when the doors closed on their own, I'll call them Shem Yisrael, b'chaf m'yiras ha'chayit Akavi ben Mahalel. It can't be that Akavi ben Mahalel was the one who was put into Chirem, because when the doors used to close, there was no one as great as Akavya who was in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Matan Tzatamei, Ein Bazar B'Shash Shinolin also, Al Kol Yisrael, B'Chach M'Viras Chet Kav Ben Mahalal. We know when we used to close the doors, there was nobody we used to close the doors on who was greater than Akavya Ben Mahalal. Again, so they're interpreting, what does it mean that great doors are closing, the doors were closed miraculously, or they closed the doors. So what's the case of Akavya Ben Mahalal? So Rashi brings the case. B'Masechus Idios Tnan. It's in Masechus Idios. It's Rashi Dimas L'Chash V'Sholom. Right, B'Masechus Idios Tnan. He says, Arba Devarim Hei Akavya ben Mahalel. Akavya ben Mahalel testified about four things. The Katani Hasam, it says there, Hu Haya Omer, he said, Ein Mashkim Mei Sota. We don't give the water, the bitter water to the Sota. We don't give Lois HaGiyoris. You don't give it to a convert. Lois HaMishuchweris, or to a Shifcha who is freed. Right? Amru Lo, he said, what are you talking about? Maise Bit Karmias Shifcha Shahaisa Bishalayim, Vishkua Shemaya Vevtalion. There was that case, and Shemaya Vevtalion gave her the mechatas. So Amr Lahem, he says back to them, Duma Hishkua. No, that wasn't real. They just gave it like a placebo. They just made it look that way, but they didn't give it to her. Right? What does that mean? And Dumyan La Hayu Osa Sa Hishkua. They're similar to him, to her, meaning Shmai and Atalim were also gave him. So Shmai and Atalim were gave him, gave this woman who was a Gioris a fake me Sota. And they got upset. People got upset. How can you say that about Shmaya Vevtalion, that they're going to, warp the halacha because they're geirim? He says, v'niduhu, and they put the person who said this into geirim, and Amar Rabbi Yehuda, who says, chas v'sholom shakavya nisnada. It couldn't have been that's a kavya who was put into geirim, she'ena zara ninelas, right, that he was the greatest person, there was nobody greater than him, so it could be him that was put into geirim. But that's the context of the statement of chas v'sholom shakavya menhala nisnada. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, right, says, the Bryce says, "May olam lo nisma'ach adam ba'azara." Never happened that on the current basis that somebody got trampled in the azara from so many people. Chutz mipesach echad, except for one time, shahayim mehillel, that happened during the times of Hillel. She nisameich bo zakin echad, that one elderly gentleman got trampled. By yikorin also pesach mukin, and they called it the trampling pesach, the Passover of tramplings. Okay, Tanya Rabbanan, and he brings down over here from Sefer Gilgulei Neshamos, that the Zakein, I don't understand this, that the Zakein who was trampled was a Gilgul of the Sara Ofim. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure, but I can look into that. It's interesting. Okay. What? Right.
Where is that? Where
is it? He quotes it in the Masifta. He quotes in the Sefer Gilgulei Neshamos, the Ramah Pano, Oshin, Oskatan Kuflam Evav. I don't have that Sefer. I don't know. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, learned in a Braisa. Pam Achas, one time, Bikesh Agrippas HaMelech, so Agrippas the king, right, famous street in Yerushalayim, Agrippas HaMelech, Litein Eina B'uch Lose Yisrael. He wanted to know, he wanted to count, he wanted to take a census of how many people came to bring the Korban Pesach. So Amar Le Kohen Gadol. So he says to the Kohen Gadol. The Tosefta says it's to the Kohanim, because why specifically Kohen Gadol? He says to the Kohanim, Tin Ein Chavit Pesachim. Let's count the Korban Pesach that comes. Let's count them. Natol, he tells them, Natol Kulyo Mikol Echad. They took a kidney, I guess, from each Korban Pesach to count how many were brought. Right? Nimsu Sham, they found Shishim Ribu Zuge Kloyos. They found 600,000 pairs of kidneys, which is 1.2 million. So they found 1.2 million kidneys, so that's 1.2 million people who came to bring, 1.2 million Korbani Pesach that were brought. Chutz mitamei v'shayi v'derech hachoka, that excludes the people who were tamei, who didn't come, and the people who were far away weren't able to come, derech hachoka. Ve'ein lecha kol pesach v'pesach shelo nimnu olav yosem e'esor v'nei adam, and at a minimum, there are 10 people on the chabura per Korban Pesach. So that 1.2 Korbani Pesach times a minimum of 10 people, talking about 12 million people, it seems to be saying. And they call that Pesach, Pesach Mu'uvin. That's what the thick, heavy Korban Pesach with a lot of people, 12 million. I don't know if that's... What? The Chabura could be everybody, no?
Yeah.
What? Right, I don't know if it said ten men. It just said 10 people. That was in the cut that went into the base of Mikdash. That doesn't necessarily mean that the chabura had to be men. The women also. I'm not sure about that. The bottom line is they're talking about 12 million people. That's a huge number. Josephus talks about how the mountaintops look like snow-capped mountains with all the white tents on it. 12 million is a lot of people coming into that into Yerushalayim. I don't know. Okay, imagine the traffic. So. Right, I guess so. That you can answer everything like that. It was a miracle. Not 12 million, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Okay.
Wasn't that one of the miracles that was counted in the Pekiyavos?
That they always had room.
Yeah.
When they bowed down, they always had room. Right. Dor HaSokhan said that not that they have room, they didn't complain that they didn't have room. that was, okay. So, Natal Kulya. So the Gemara says, Natal Kulya, they would take the kidney. How is that possible? Haboyak Ture. You have to makir the kulya on the mizbeach. That's one of the part of the emurim. It has to go on the mizbeach. So he says, no, the hadar makile. Right? They took it out and then they were makir it. They put it on the mizbeach. The Gemara says, wait a second. Haksiv v'hiktiro. Your hiktiro means you have to be makir of each korban pesach on its individually. Shaloya arvich alav v'zebezeh. You can't mix. So if you're telling me they took out all these kidneys and then later on they put them on the mizbeach, then you're mixing all these 1.2 million korbani pesach together. He says, no, the hadar makhtar chad chad. No, they would go back, and they would makhtar each one individually. The Gemara says, Vatanya, the hiktiram, the Korban Pesach has to be makhtar shekul ke'echad. Each Korban Pesach has to be makhtar of all of its stuff, be hukrav at the same time. So the Gemara says, el tfis of alma. What they did is that they would count the kidneys, the shakal minayu, ad yavle midi achrina. So they would take out the kidneys, and then if somebody else would have like some sort of stone or something like that, or they had a counter, and they would move it over, and then they would put the kidney back in. One kidney, put down a pebble, one kidney to move the line, or put in the calculator, and then put it back in. And so the kidney was mukrav with its carbon. Okay. The Gemara says, Kohanim omdum shuros. The Kohanim were in rows, right? The Kohanim were in the rows, one row with silver. Silver bowls, one row with gold bowls. My timer, what's the reason why you had to have separate rows, why you didn't have silver and gold mixed together? Ilema dilma shlokli dahava mali kaspa. Well, maybe what will happen is you'll take one gold, and then you'll pick one silver and bring one back silver. So your gold, I guess, is more kadosh because it's more valuable. So you're going to be taking back a silver one for a gold one, exchanging gold for silver, and then you're going to be morid mekodesh, or mali mekodesh. The Gemara says no, hachanami. That doesn't make any sense because even within the silver and the gold, some of the bowls are going to be heavier than the others. They're going to be more valuable. Not every bowl is exactly the same weight of gold, and it's going to be a different value. So therefore, also it would be morid mekodesh. He says hachanami dimash shakti bar mason. Right, something that's worth 200, umali bar meya. He takes something 100. Ella dehacher shapir tvei. Rather, it's just beautifully. It's more beautiful to have a row of gold and to a row of silver as opposed to mixing them up together. It just looks nicer. Okay, and the Mishnah says velo ha'il bazichim shulayim. Right, the bowls do not have a base. They didn't have any bases because they didn't want to put it down. Because they didn't want to put it down, then they were worried that the blood would congeal. Tana rabbanon Kol bazichin should be mikdash lo hayulhem shulayim. All the bazichin in the base of mikdash, there was no base. There was no base in the mechutz except for one, for the bowl of the bazichei levona shalechan upon him. The bowls that held the levona that you would, they would change every Shabbos for the lechem upon him, because there they wanted to put it down. Because they did have a base. Shema yanichum beyifros halechem. I guess the concern would be that if they do put it down on the bread, if they don't have a base, it could fall over and it could break the bread, I guess. So they have a base to protect the bread. When they put it down, it wouldn't fall over. Okay. Shafet Yisrael v'kibel HaKohen, says that Yisrael would shaft it and the Kohen would be makabel the blood. Lo sagi delav Yisrael. Wait, it has to be Yisrael? Why say, we read this into the Mishnah, right? So the Mishnah, no, he gufa kamashlan. It's teaching us halacha, the shkita b'zar k'sheira, that the shkita could be done by Yisrael, the shkita k'sheira b'zar, the kibel HaKohen, the Kohen's makabel, hakamashlan, it's come to teach us, mikabala ve'elech mitzvah kuna. From Avodah 2, 3, and 4, have to be done by the Kohen. Avodah 1, the shkita could be done by Yisrael, doesn't have to be, but it's kosher by Yisrael. Kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, that has to be done by a Kohen. Then he says, "No team of chavero." You pass it up the line, chavero, until you get to the mizbeach. So shmas mina here that they're passing it. You see from here that holacha shelo beregel habe holacha. That one of the avodas was holacha, bringing the blood to mizbeach. Holacha sounds like you have to walk to the, but here no one's walking; they're just passing it. So shmas, you see from here. I guess you can see from here that holacha doesn't have to mean walking; it just means bringing it closer. So the Gemara says, no, Dilmahu Nai Porto. Don't answer that subject. Maybe each Kohen would have to move a little bit before they passed it, and therefore there would be Halacha Beregel. The Elamai Kamashmalan. So that's the case. So what's it teaching us? Why do you have to teach me that there was one Kohen to the next Kohen to the next Kohen? Seems to me that it's teaching that you just pass it and not walk it. He says, no, HaKamashmalan, Berovam Hadras Melech. To teach us the rule that mitzvahs are best done, Berovam. Lots of Nachtaminas Halacha, sitting at someone's house, and you want to make Kiddush. Does one person make kiddush for everybody, or do you break off into the groups and people make kiddush? Maybe Rovam Hadras Melech tells you that one person should make kiddush for everybody. Right? That's the idea, is that when you're talking about to beautify the mitzvos in front of the king, it's best to do it in a massive, larger group. Okay. So kibel es hamale, you would accept the male, and machzir the reka. First you would accept the full blood coming up, and then you would accept the empty bowl coming down. Right? Aval ipchalo, but not the opposite. Well, I'm Messiah Rav Shimon ben Lakish, I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish, ain't my view on the mitzvah. He says, the idea is not supposed to pass over the mitzvahs. Therefore, when the mitzvah comes to you, you're supposed to be mekayim it right away. Therefore, when the Kohen gives you the full one, you have to take that first. Because getting the blood, that's part of the mitzvah of halacha, bringing it to the mizbeach. The other one is more like a hechsher mitzvah, bringing back extra, the empty ones for to be done again. The mitzvah is to bring it to mizbeach. If that gets reached to you first, you have to do that first. Ain't my view on the mitzvahs. Okay. Kohen HaKarov Eitz Mizbeach, the Kohen who's by the Mizbeach, the Mishnah says, Zorko Zrika Echad. He has to actually throw it, the sprinkling, an actual sprinkling on the Mizbeach. So, Mantana Pesach Mizrika. Who's the author of this? Does the Pesach, the Machlokas, does the Pesach have to be actually sprinkled? Or can, but from, sprinkling means if you throw it from a distance, or can it just be poured? Maybe it could just be poured on the Mizbeach, right? You just bring the bowl right to the Mizbeach, and you pour it on. Who said they have to do it from a distance? I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Rav Yossi Haglilihi. This is the sheet of Rav Yossi Haglili. The Tanya, London of Brisa, Rav Yossi Haglili Omer, he says, this is by the Karban Bechor, it says, Es damam tizrok al hamizbeach, ves chelbam taktir. So it says damam. What is damam? We're talking about one Karban of the Bechor. So he says, damo le nemar, lo nemar, el damam. Chelbo, it's fats lo nemar, el chelbam. Limen al Bechor, u'maiser Pesach. The Bechor, Maiser Pesach are always grouped together. So the halacha of the damam tizrok is the korban Pesach. Is it teaches you also the korban Pesach, right? Rashi says, right? Damolem no el damam alma achrini nan mishtamai. When it says damam by the pasuk of the Bechor, it's damam is plural. It must be talking about something else that also gets thrown. Limen al Pesach u'maiser. There's no place in the Torah where Pesach or the Ma'aser B'Hema, the Torah doesn't discuss how their blood gets on the Mizbeach. So Ksiv Tizrach, okay, so we assume it's over here. So therefore it says Tizrach and not Tishbach, you have to throw it on the Mizbeach. Okay? Minola the Tunim Yisod. How do we know that it has to be thrown at an area where there was a Yisod? Again, the Yisod didn't go around the entire Mizbeach. It's only at certain places. How do we know it has to be sprinkled where placed by the Yisod? Amr Belazar, Asya Zrika Zrika Meola. Oh, we're going to learn a Hekesh now, or Kuzer Shav, I guess, from Zrika Zrika from Ola. By Bechor, which is where we're learning about the Pesach, by Bechor, it says, as damam tizrok al mizbeach, we're going to throw the blood on the mizbeach. V'ksib hasam, and it says, by the ola, v'zarku, right, again, zarek, b'nei aron akalanim, es damo al mizbeach saviv. So just, it says, zarikam both. So ma ola tunu yisod, a pesach namitan yisod. Just like the ola needs to be thrown by the yisod, so to the pesach needs to be thrown by the yisod. Okay, where did it say in the pasuk that the korban pesach, that the ola has to be put by the yisod? It's just zarku, zarku. So Gemara says, v'ola gufa min olan, where do we know that the korban ola has to be the blood has to be put by the Yisod. Amakra, the Pasuk says, this is by the Karban Chatas that the king brings. It says, Lakach HaKohen, Midam HaChatas, Be'etzba'o, V'nasan HaKarnos Mizbach HaOla, right, so it's Mizbach HaOla, V'ez Domo Yishbach Al Yisod Mizbach HaOla, on the base of the Mizbach HaOla. You see, from here, Alma Ola to Yisod. It defines the Yisod as the Yisod HaOla. So the Ola leaves Yisod. Hekesh of Zerika, Zerika from Ola to Bechor, means that the Bechor needs the Yisod. The Bechor, the Pasuk of the Bechor, since it says Damam teaches Korban Pesach, Pesach also needs Yisod. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.